Very Necessary Podcast. Clap, clap. Clap, clap. Clap, clap.
Clap, clap.
Clap, clap. Pat, pat, pat. And then turn around and twerk with it and make them clap. Poop, poop, poop. I need to do better.
I don't know how to twerk.
Give your black card up. You're fired.
Who's going to believe that?
So we talked about with the biggest booty.
Who's going to believe that?
Elva. Horrible. So we talked about having not a 50th birthday party.
Can I even just talk about this ride? Can I talk about the first half of 2026?
Talk about your ride.
I think I need to talk about it, right? Because I have not been, you know what? I haven't been in this studio in like 2 months.
So busy.
Has it been that long?
So busy partying.
No, you know what?
Having a good time.
I've been having a good time, but what I talked about, balance.
Mm-hmm.
This thing has balanced out. Okay, so if y'all allow me in interwebs land and all over to kind of talk about this road, because we've been talking about this for years. I remember us being 45, 46, and I said, I could not wait to turn 50. I was excited about turning 50, and a lot of people was like regretting it, and they didn't want anybody to know that they was 50. But I embraced it at 45. I don't know. Here's the thing. You don't know why, but now that I'm here, I get it. I feel like it was put in my heart by God that you just wait. Of course, nobody knows what's going to happen during this time, and you don't know why, but God placed it in my heart that 50 was going to be fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that is cliche, but he just placed it there to be excited about what's coming. But I say this all the time, the growth and what you go through, I won't say it's an end game, but it definitely gives you more to look forward to as you travel this road in life. And that's why I hashtagged it road to 50, especially when we hit 48.
Mm-hmm.
I hashtagged that road to 50 because I knew year 49, it was going to be different. So people would tell me in our 40s, and you know, Yoshi's going to let everybody know she's still there. She's still there for the next couple of months, y'all. But this is the thing. People told me in my 40s, something's going to happen. Something's going to click.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to be able to see the world yourself the same anymore. Well, y'all, I waited, damn it. I waited. And I continue to wait every year, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, even age 48, I waited. Something was changing in me, but nothing ever clicked. And I told you all at the beginning of the year when we was talking about new beginnings for 26 that I will never forget this day, August 2nd, 2025. Something changed.
Mm.
I went somewhere. Something happened at that during that time, and I got up and I left. And I could not turn back. That was the turning point. And that was my shout out to Oprah Winfrey aha moment of 2025. I took a picture prior to walking into that event that I attended that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked back at that selfie and I even saw myself as different. It finally clicked, y'all. I finally, honestly and truly placed myself first. I finally, honestly and truly thought about my feelings, how I would move forward for the remainder of my years, clicked. It clicked like it never clicked before. And you hear God talking to you. You hear God placing the universe into your world so you can see how the universe places things in your world, how things automatically, you know, things just don't happen. You see things, you see the affirmations, you hear people's voices, and it's something that sticks out when you talk to people. Mm-hmm. You hear it, and it changed me.
Is it like everything aligned at one
everything
time?
Everything started aligning. And some things I still didn't understand. Some things he said, you're not wrong about this. Even though it may sound crazy, you're not wrong about this. You're not wrong about people, places, things. You're not wrong about this. Just let it all come out. Let it all work out. And so, never heard that song by Lil Wayne. I don't know why that song, but every time I hear it, be like, let it all work out. Do, mm-hmm. do, do, do. Let it all work out.
Yep.
Boom, boom. And I was like, yep, that's it. Let it all work out. Let it all work out. So it was like he was doing like Rafiki. It is time. Boom. God said, Sue, it's time.
Tell,
I was like, you sure?
Tell him the Rafiki reference.
I will. I'm going to do
it. Know.
So you remember, if you all are Lion King watchers, and Rafiki, he had a premonition and he saw the. Wait a minute. No. It is time is when Simba was born. And mm-hmm. then, of course, you all know in the story that Simba goes away, but they think Simba is dead. Then Rafiki has the premonition, and he, in his drawing, he sees a older Simba, and he's like, wait a minute, he's coming, it is time, he's coming back, you know, and he's all excited. But of course, Rafiki is what, older, wiser, but they mm-hmm. don't listen to Rafiki because they think maybe that he's mentally ill. Lucid, okay, lucid. Yeah, he's just lucid. And so God said, it is time. It is time to do what I put into you years ago. Mm-hmm. You got to execute this. You got to execute this right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat there and I said, are you sure? He said, keep going. So my best friend, being who she is, as I was planning my 2026 and putting into work on how I was going to do these things, my best friend sent me something and said, boom, you're going to take this class and you're going to sign up for it. Mm-hmm. The deadline is, I think the deadline was like in 2 days.
Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't give a damn.
You
sign up anyway.
I said, you know, I said, well, no, I don't know. Because I don't know what it was. Guess what? I signed up for I submitted everything. I signed up for the class. Got in because I didn't think I was going to get in. I was mm-hmm. like, I probably won't get mm-hmm. in. Signed up for the 10-week course. Please, in any county, city that you are in, please look up your business office of opportunity in your county and city governments. Y'all, they have courses that will help you in anything and everything. Mm-hmm. If you are an entrepreneur and you've been employed for years and mm-hmm. you just need something fresh to help you keep going, they have the classes. I took this class, 10-week course. You know, shout out to the Office of Business Opportunity in the City of Columbia. Yoshi took this class years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped me boost what I put into birth. And so let me go back a little further. 2019, me and my best friend was sitting on an island in Aruba while everybody else was partying.
Mm-hmm.
We was planning,
masterminding.
We party, and I think people don't understand that when they, I think you see a little glimpse of our life and they're like, okay, they always party and vacation. But when me and my best friend get together, we really do sit there and come up with plans of what we're going to do mm-hmm. and how long it takes. So, and I sat on it, and I told my best friend I wanted to start a business. I wanted to start my private practice. But you know what, y'all? And I can just be as transparent as I want to be. I didn't think I had it. It wasn't that I didn't think I was qualified enough, because I know I'm good at what I do. With these children, especially with children. And I have impacted families, and I have impacted a lot of people in my life. And some I didn't, because, you know, that's just how the world is. You're not going to reach everybody. So I just didn't have the confidence enough to open a practice, because I have been around some of great masterminds of people who are still therapists today. And some of them have even stopped being therapists, and all they're doing is consulting and coaching other therapists. Mm-hmm. I've been around these people. I didn't know. My confidence was not there. What I do know now, that God was building that confidence up in my time. And no, excuse me, not even mine, in his. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, your time is now. Mm-hmm. You've done everything that I see that you can do. And it's time for you to not hide anymore. It's time for you to put you in that forefront. So I named my business on that island, Eagle Beach, Aruba. And I named it, and Lord Jesus, please don't let me get emotional. I named it Dollars and Den after my parents, after the loving environment that they brought me up in, and paying homage to them. Mm-hmm. And everything that they instilled in me. And I wanted to be Dollars and Den Counseling and Consulting, to let them know that because of you, I am who I am today. And because of you, even though I had to be skilled and learn some things during college, all this came from them. And the servant leadership that both sides of my family have always had the pleasure of blessing people, whatever city, state, country, town, wherever we was, we always had that servant leadership, because we just wanted to serve and we wanted to help people. In any practice that we were in, any profession that we were in, that's just who we are in the Hatcher Dawson Gully Johnson family. Mm-hmm. That is who we are. And that's what I wanted the world to see and represent.
Service oriented.
And so in April, and I, everything I did with intention. So I've always had Dollars since then. I had the LLC since 2019. Mm-hmm. I've had it since then. But on April 6, 2026, I went down to Richland County, and I applied for my business license. Reason why I chose April 6th, it was because that's my aunt Alice, Hat T. That's her birthday. And I did it on that day to say happy birthday, because I wanted my business license to be the same day of a woman who put so much in me, who was the first one in my mother's and on my mom's side, and all 10 of the siblings, was the first one that went to college, and who was the first one who introduced us to Albany State University. Mm. And led a legacy of four generations as of right now to attend and graduate from that fine institution.
I did not know all that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Auntie D.
And so my mom followed. And so my cousin Harold, mm-hmm, was the first grandson out of all of us to graduate from college.
Okay.
So this is just immediate. I'm not even talking about the outside. This is the immediate of the 10 of Willie D. and Bertha McCrow Hatcher's children. And these are the grandchildren. And so we all follow suit, and I wanted to do it for her. So then in my planning, I always said that I wanted to create a scholarship. But at the time, my scholarship, and this is the honest to God truth, my scholarship was supposed to be dedicated in my grandmother's, Annie and Bertha. It was supposed to be their scholarship. God said, nope. We about to pay homage to the women that, to the people that went to this college. So I toyed with it. And I said, since Dollarson's den was already representing Dollarson, I said, we're going to make this the Hatcher Dollarson Legacy Scholarship Fund. And this, that scholarship is honestly, the orientation of it is to pay homage to my Aunt Alice and my mother, Ernestine. I called my cousin Harold, who is the son of my Aunt Alice, to get his blessing because I didn't want to do something and say, hey, because you may want to do this for your mom, but this is what I want to do. He said, Sue, run with it. This is what God placed in you. You run with it. I said, and it's starting off slow. I said, but prayerfully, maybe it'll be where I can give more. I said, I don't care if it's 500. I don't care if it's 1,000. I wanted to bless other students that attended Albany State, that's attending Albany State University, because that school is so meaningful to us. And like I said, we have a plethora, and even on my dad's side of the family, plethora of people who have graduated from the institution. I wanted to build a mark there because it was so many of our family to help other students who believe in servant leadership, who've already shown outreach services at their young age. It really didn't have any, it doesn't have anything to do with grade point average. I just wanted to see the potential, what they want to do. And I want these students to know that we see you, we hear you, and we believe in you as a family. And we're all here. And to understand that our legacy is for you to grow and to show what you're going to give back once you graduate from Albany State University. So, and it is catered to helping profession, but in all professions you can help. But it, because my mother was education and my aunt was education majors, I was a social work major. I got cousins that were accounting, computer science, all these majors, but I put it strictly for helping professions. It is a scholar. It is two scholarships where the person had to be preferred, would be a good way in, would be that they would be from Albany, Lee County, Daugherty County. And I also placed that the person could be from South Carolina. And the reason why, and everybody picks at me because of this, I was born in Germany, yes, but I'm from Albany. But I also now have to say my roots are in South Carolina, too. And it was so many people that have influence. There's that word again, that they're from South Carolina and the influence of going to Albany State, but they live right there in South Carolina. So let me bless these people, too, because, listen, I graduated from one of the finest high school institutions in South Carolina. My son is a true South Carolinian, and our roots are here as well. So we have been grounded and planted here. So God said, yes, let's write out this scholarship. This whole time I'm writing all of this and I'm saying, this is crazy. This is crazy. And I'm sitting here and I'm doing it. And normally I'll put it down and say no, but I said, nope, I got to do this. I got to do this scared. And so I wanted to introduce this scholarship. And then, like Yoshi said, we're turning 50. I knew I didn't want a party. I was all set to let's go on an island, me and some of my closest people. Let's go on an island. Let's party. Let's celebrate. I'm good with it, y'all. I'm good with it. God said, nope. You're going to have something. But it wasn't a party.
No.
Like, it was, I wanted to pay homage to some of the people that was very influential in my life. And I had to, and here's the true thing. When I wrote down all the people, and this was just women only, it was like over 100 people. And I already knew that I could not, at this moment, being transparent again, I couldn't afford it. So I said, I'm turning 50. Let me get close to 50 as possible. I still went over 50. Mm-hmm. And I already knew that a lot of people could not come. I already knew that, you know, I already knew all that was going to be into play. This was to say thank you for loving me, for seeing me, mm-hmm. for not leaving me, or maybe you for not leaving me and seeing the growth and the potential in me before I could even see it in myself. It is so good to have people like that in your life. It is so good to just say thank you and love on these people as while you can, and not saying it at a funeral where they can't hear you.
Right.
And I'm grateful for that. So I did this and I said, okay, if I don't, in lieu of gifts, mm-hmm. I ask that you contribute to the Hatcher Dollarson Legacy Scholarship Fund. And I want to just say this. My mother had no clue. Nobody in my family had no clue except for my cousin Harold that I was doing this scholarship. So when they got the invite, mm-hmm. or they read it on my Facebook page after my birthday, they were in shock. They did not know. And my mom was just looking like, oh my God. And I wanted the funding for that. And I did say, and if you still want to bless me, you can by sending me, you know, whatever, because I'm mm-hmm. doing some Sue Ventures. That's what I've been calling it. And so I say all that to say we had that beautiful brunch a week prior to my birthday. And the photographer, shout out to Jessica Pope, J Photos. Mm-hmm. She said, YTC, I have been to a plenty of parties, brunches, weddings, anniversaries to shoot photos. She said, that was so surreal. She said, I had to come home and put something together that night to show everybody how beautiful and bright and vibrant. Not only was the place that way, the people were that way. And that's what I always wanted in my life in a web's land. I wanted people to see me in that light, not that dark light, because I had a cloud, like the little, who was that had the cloud over them in the cartoons?
And the peanuts.
I wanted to, that's how light I feel right now in my life. That's how free. But it took some time and it took some growth and it took some challenges in teaching, and I had to get myself there. Even though everybody else around me saw that light, I couldn't see it for myself, but I finally saw it in that day that everything changed. And I wanted that brightness and I wanted that color. Somebody, my understanding is somebody made the reference. It was more like a bridal shower. Mm-hmm. Damn it, it was. You want to know why? Because I married myself.
Okay.
So even if it was shade, guess what? I married myself. I finally committed to who I needed to commit to. Myself and God. And that's how I want to live my life for the rest of my life. And that's how I will do it. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's like now it's in me and I cannot stop. I know it's going to take time for my practice to grow. When I finally introduced my practice, all the well wishes, people was calling me, people was saying it's about time. Like it, all of it, it's just flowing so great. Did I have some hiccups all in between this? I sure did. But it beat the fullness of everything, outbeat every hiccup that has come along my way in this process. And I know I still have hiccups. Mm-hmm. And that's where it was. And I am going to say it, and it sounds cliche too, Yosh, but the enemy, he wants you to be stagnant because he knows what's on that other side.
Right.
And so I wrote in my latest thoughts of when I was 49 in my 49th year, like, yeah, I finally had to leave that toxic relationship alone. Like I couldn't evolve and have that person here. And you be so complacent and so comfortable. And everybody really thought I was talking about a man. I was talking about fear. Mm-hmm. Me and fear finally broke up. We finally broke up. And it'll call from time to time to see how I'm doing and see if I want to cuddle back up with him. What you doing? And you know what? Sometimes it'll be there, but you know what? I say, I'm here now. It is out. What's that? The word is out. Shout out to Jermaine Stewart. Rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But me and fear, we finally had to break up. So many people, like my family, high school friends, acquaintances, former coworkers, like my sorrow. Oh my God, my sorrows was like, Waticia, I love it. Sending referrals, telling people about it. For me, this is 50.
Rebirth.
This truly is my rebirth. Mm-hmm.
It's a rebirth.
I see myself as a whole different person now. Not better than anybody else. Mm-hmm. It's just somebody that I always knew who I was, but I just had to dig down deep and find her again. Mm-hmm. And say, come on, Sue, you're here. Don't worry about it. Let them talk. Let them say whatever they're going to say. And it's here. And Yoshi, you have been right there for the 38 years. And you have always tried to instill in me and say, Sue, come on, you can do this. When you going to do this? Do this, do this, do that. Mm-hmm. And I just could not see it for myself.
Yep.
One more thing. And I hope I haven't bored y'all in a web land.
This is somebody else's story.
This is the thing. One more thing. I woke up in the middle of the night. I said, God, are you serious? Are you serious right now? Y'all, I sat there. I knew I didn't want to write a book. But I knew what I always wanted in journaling. So every week, probably haven't done it in a couple of weeks because it's just been busy, but I've written it down. I always did give me gratitude. I'll write three things, at least give me three. What's your three? Give me three things that you're grateful for every week. It didn't matter. Big, small, all in between. The three things that I'm grateful for. I wrote them down. God, I said, God, are you serious? Y'all, I love to journal. So I said, if I was to do a journal, what would my journal put in there? So the thoughts started coming out. And I said, am I really about to do this? Mm-hmm. And before I knew it, every day as I was working on Dollison's Den, I would set time to sit here and say, this is what I would want. If I had a journal. And so here is the birth my baby. And I said, how, what would be the name? How can this come into real life? So I sat there and I was talking to a guy named Tom, some like a freelance publisher. I said, I did something. I want you to see this. And if you, and you tell me what you think. I submitted it. An hour later, he said, Patricia, you created this. I said, I did. He said, why don't you think this will sell? I said, I just created it. I just wanted to. He said, this is great. This is good. Have you thought of a name? I said, no. So one day I was riding from work and something came on and I said, you thought it. Now write it. And I said, that's it. So of course I went and looked and did anybody else have this name? And it showed that it was no similarities or anything. So I said, this is it. I said, if you think this could sell, and I said, I don't mind selling it. So I created a guide, a space for other people to write in when you feel like it's not a, and I didn't, it says a year long, but whenever your year starts. Because I can say now my year started August 2nd, 2025. Whenever your year starts, whenever you want to write and you want to write down your day of intention, what you're grateful for, an affirmation. And as you write, once you get to your 30 days, review your goals. Because this is what this journal is about. It started in the beginning of, I give you a forward to say, this is not, just like our journey in life, there's no wrong or right way to do a journal. And it's always been like that in life. It's no right way or wrong way to journal, y'all. You do it the way you do it. And as you continue to do it, the guides will start as what are my expectations? What are my goals? What am I looking forward to? What do I look forward to accomplish? And I give you different words every 30 days to just think about as you're writing in this journal. And then in 30 days, you review and what you have written in 30 days to say how far I've come. And it's no right or wrong. What did I do wrong? You know, what could I have done better? Mm-hmm. All these questions. I want it to be intentional. I want it to be therapeutic because I want people, as you're writing, I want you to learn and grow from what you're writing. Because that's the thing with therapy. The therapist is there to help you guide. This journal is here to help you guide, but you're the one that's going to make the soul mm-hmm. decision in the end mm-hmm. of what you want your life to be. So in 90 days, you have a 90-day review. At the end of it, you have a year-long review. And I want people to really take their time and go with the flow of this book. Now it's a thick old book. It is. I was laughing. I said, I didn't think it was going to be this thick, but I'm proud of what God placed in me because I finally shared it mm-hmm. with the world. And I know that I am not done. And is it scaring the crap out of me? It is. But I'm doing it scared. And there's no age limit. I'm 50. And I keep saying, damn it, I'm 50. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing this at 50. And like I said at the brunch, this is the footloose and fancy free. This is the best I've ever felt in my life. The best. And I don't know what's coming, but I know what's now. And I'm going to live in the present while preparing for the future. And if we haven't done anything on this podcast, we've always encouraged you all to do just that. Yep. And we've shared some of our sadness, and we shared some of our failures, because we want to let you all know that we are human too, but we didn't allow it to stop us. And I can say this, you know, Vaughn and Yoshi are more, you know, it's not a race, but they're more ahead. They've always been future focused like that. Me as the therapist, that's why I went into therapy, because I didn't want another child to feel the feelings that I felt when I was a child, that I wasn't enough. But I can finally say, I know I've always been, I was, and I am enough. And because of God's presence in my life and the people around me, I've always absolutely lacked not one thing. I just didn't utilize it like I should have.
And now you are.
And now I am. And I feel great. Mm-hmm. And I go to, you know, I just, 50, any turning any age is a beautiful thing. And that's why you should make a big deal. Even your big deal is however you feel like you need to celebrate. It don't have to be a lavish party. It doesn't have to be trips, because it was a plenty of times, and I'm just being honest, that I did celebrate my birthday sometimes just being there, me, by myself. And that was okay too.
Yeah.
And that was okay too. But being 50, I don't even wish now that I had this that I have back then, because I probably would have misused it. And I probably would have gotten it wrong. And I'm okay with that. And I'm right in the playing field of where I need to be. And I don't feel like I'm behind, and I don't feel like I'm ahead. I just feel like I'm here. And in my winner circle. And I thank God for that.
Amen.
So this is 50. And I'm waiting for my best friend to come on this road. And I'm still partying. And I'm still celebrating, and I've been a lot of places already. I went back to my birthplace. I mm-hmm. went back to Heidelberg, Germany. It was just the highlight for now, for the summer, mm-hmm. that I went back to my birthplace. And how surreal was that, to go back to this foreign country and to just see it? And so Yoshi mentioned the Rafiki reference. I have now learned there is a monkey that sits at the bridge of the Heidelberg Bridge that looks like Rafiki. This monkey was placed there in the early 1700s with his back towards Mainz, which is another city country mm-hmm. in Germany, to say, it's a mirror coin that he holds. And it is to say that you all, to remind us that you all are no better mm-hmm. than anyone else. And to say that to the people of Heidelberg, because Heidelberg is a city of riches and beauty,
right?
That I have learned. And so it sits in a beautiful castle where I took some pictures at. And so it sits there to let allow them to say, humble yourself because you are no better than the people of Munich, Germany. You all are alike, and you humble yourself because what you have today could surely be gone tomorrow. And when I learned that, I said, I will take that with me in my 50s because my parents had already instilled with that. Because they always said, never be envious of those who have more and never look down on anybody who has less. And to hear what that monkey represented,
right?
I just felt like that was another way of putting another 180, putting things back together in reference to my world. And so I had the time of my life. My dad wouldn't go back, but my mom came with me. We had a ball. We toured Germany. I am an Autobahn baddie. I was able to drive the Autobahn, and I was speeding over 130 miles on that thing. And baby, we had a time. So we went back. We went back to Bad Kreuznach. Shout out to BK Germany, where I had some elementary school memories and years. And y'all, they have changed so much. But when I tell you, when I pulled up to that elementary school, Mama says she don't even know how that car stopped. I jumped out the car and screamed, "This is it!" Because every memory of me, Marisol, Melissa Witten, Melissa Vasquez, Takeda, Brandy, all of us jumping, like being there, walking to school in that snow in Germany, having the time of our lives, just going in that cafeteria. Shout out to Mr. Fesco, who was the first man that introduced me to affirmations, even though I didn't know he had made us recite a poem. Fifth, sixth grade made us recite a poem, and we have taken that poem to heart. Miss Batts, who is my fifth grade teacher, who is still alive. I can't wait to share all those pictures in the Bad Kreuznach Facebook page. Like, all those memories flooded back. Remember Jonathan walking to the PX by himself getting some milk because we didn't have any more milk. Jonathan was 3 years old doing this. Shout out to my brother who hit, broke records, sports records, and that athletic field. Just like seeing all of that, seeing that youth center where I took gymnastics, where I was a cheerleader. Like, y'all, this first 50 years of my life has been a wonderful ride. I cannot wait. And I pray to God that I know I have at least 40 more to see what else God is going to do for me. And I just want to tell somebody out there, like, keep going. Like, it's beautiful on the other side of fear.
Amen. Well, that was a show.
Yes.
So we want everybody turning 50 this year to really embody it.
Yes.
And celebrate it and go back to your roots and step out there and fulfill those dreams.
And party, because I am.
Yeah, it's a celebration.
Yes.
And just wait. Y'all got 3 more months. It's about to get real lit up in this hole.
Yeah, man. Ooh. We going to do this.
All right. You know where you can find us? And what can they do? Stay spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally.
Self, because self-care
is very next. See, she done did all this talking, now she done forgot her goddamn line.
Because self-care is very necessary.
Out of control.
And we out. Outside too. Bye.